Live at 51, presented by Xfinity here at Texans House, presented by Courtyard Marriott, Mark Vandermeer, and John Harris with DeAndre Hopkins now. Nuke, how's it going?
Fellas, it's going good. It's going well, man. Can't complain.
How was Super Bowl week for you? You having fun?
Bittersweet. I wish I could be out there playing, you know, preparing for this week. But, you know, I got some fellow friends that are out there. So, you know, get to see them.
Well, it's 31, well, actually 30 teams that don't get to participate. So it's like you got a lot of company around the league of guys who can't play in this game.
Yeah, so. It's a lot of guys here. Probably the most. I won the Super Bowl last year in San Francisco, and I didn't see this many NFL guys. Just in the city. So I'm not sure if it's because it's Texas, you know, but it's a lot of guys from other teams here.
Are they enjoying Houston? How do they feel about our city right now?
They're definitely enjoying it. All these fun events that they have here. Mm-hmm. You know, people get to meet fans, so it's pretty cool. Great.
DeAndre, is there motivation, the fact that it's in your city when you drive up to NRG and you see Matt Ryan and Tom Brady? Does that add fuel to the fire, the fact that it's not the Texans logo up there, that's two other teams?
Of course. I drove by last night. Man, it was tough. I was, you know, with my girlfriend. I drove by, and I was like, dang. No, supposed to be playing that stadium.
Yeah.
But that's just me as a competitor, how I am.
Yeah.
How has the Super Bowl being here, and I know they're, look, we have are affected too. They've taken over the building. How does that affect your offseason, not preparation, because I don't know what kind of gear you'd be in right now, but tell me how it's affecting it. It doesn't at all.
Some guys go up to the stadium and work out, but I'm pretty sure that our trainer there will accommodate those guys and go to them.
Okay. DeAndre, what's the offseason for you at this point? Have you been able to get away? I know you've been locked down here. What's the offseason been like, and what do you got coming up the next couple of weeks?
I went to South Carolina for a week or two, then to California for a week, just hang out with some friends, get away. But, you know, after Super Bowl festivities, it's back to the grind.
I'm always curious, when you go back home, you're DeAndre Hopkins, NFL superstar, how do your boys treat you? How do your friends treat you? Is it kind of like you're just nuked to them, or are you DeAndre Hopkins, this big-time wide receiver and famous guy walking back in?
No, I'm nuked. They don't call me DeAndre. I don't get called DeAndre till I come out here. But, you know, I'm nuked there, and that's why I love going back there. It's a small town, very family-oriented, you know, and, you know, it's quiet. You go back there, you just relax. Nobody treats you like a celebrity.
You said back to the grind after the Super Bowl. Has the grind changed as you've evolved in your career? I mean, you're still a young man.
Right.
But you're not a rookie anymore. You're not second, third year. Here you are marching on through your career.
Yeah, luckily, you know, like I said earlier, you know, I've been able to play without any injuries in my career. You know, so I'm very smart how I train and how I prep my body, because it's a long season in the NFL. You know, some guys get to it right after. You know, but you have, you know, a certain amount of months to play. Some guys might be playing until February. So, you know, you don't want to do too much and get into too many workouts if you haven't been doing it already. You know, so you gradually work your way into it. You know, but luckily, like I said, I've been able to play without any injuries. You know, so I'm not going to do anything out the ordinary.
Nuke, during Super Bowl week, has there been one famous person that you've met where you're – I know you've gotten a chance to meet some pretty interesting and famous people along the way, but there's been somebody in Super Bowl week where you went, that was pretty cool, I got to meet that guy, or maybe that lady.
Yeah, Tim Brown, just now. That was my first time meeting him.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it – when you see a guy like that that's been there with the gold jacket, the Hall of Famer, man, I would imagine that gives you a little inspiration too.
Yeah, it's motivation, man. I was just talking to him about it. You know, just telling him how I want those jackets one day. You know, the player I am, that's my mindset, and I feel like I am.
What's it like to have Andre Johnson back in Houston as a resident now that he's retired? I mean, he's not just a guy, but he's not an NFL player anymore.
You know, Andre's been a big brother to me. As soon as he left, you know, the year after he left, we were still in communications. Nothing ever changed. So, to me, he was always there with me still, even though he wasn't on the team. You know, just helping me out with not just football, but things outside of football as well. Just guiding me through the ropes on being a young player.
Nuke, one of the things, he was on the air the other day, and I heard him tell a story about you, and he said when you were a rookie, you used to, in the meeting rooms, you used to say, hey, just throw it up, I'll go get it. When you think back to your rookie year, how different you are as a receiver. Now, I like when they just throw it up to you, but do you realize how different you are as a receiver from that point where you're like, just throw it up to me, to where you are now?
Yeah, and that's testimony to Andre, you know, kind of being like, dude, shut up, you know. you know, that was my mindset back then. But now, you know, that became more of a student of the game. I know it's more than football than that, just throwing it up to a player.
Yeah.
Quarterback has a lot of reads to make. It's not just that simple on throwing it up to a guy.
DeAndre Hopkins joining us here, Texans House. What do you think of this place, by the way?
Man, it's cool. This is my first time being here, but I'm pretty sure I'll come back. I like the setup. You know, the atmosphere is pretty cool.
It's a different deal.
I'd imagine all these people want to end up getting an autograph. I mean, you have got to be. I would imagine, look, if you step out of this, you're going to be engulfed. Have you gone out to Super Bowl Live, NFL experience, done all that kind of stuff?
Yeah, I did. I went to Media Row the other day, NFL experience, all that stuff was pretty cool. It's my first time really, kind of enjoying the Super Bowl experience.
How much have you enjoyed it? Have you been able to get out to see any of the concerts or anything like that?
No.
How about the Rockets game? I know you love ball. Did you get to the Rockets game?
I haven't. I'm not much of a partier, so I've been inside. Letting everybody else enjoy this city. I don't really want to go out too much and see all these jerseys in my town, man. It's a bittersweet feeling.
It's tough.
Yeah.
I've seen jerseys from all different types. It's not just Patriots and Falcons. I saw Odell Beckham Jr.'s jersey over Why did you even mention that? Why is it here?
Nah, it's all fun. That's what the NFL experience is about. You know, everybody from other fans, for other teams just coming out here and enjoying it.
DeAndre, we talked to a lot of people this week, a lot of former players, and guys who have won championships like Shannon Sharp yesterday, and he said, you remember the losses more than the wins. You remember the moments where the plays weren't made or the wins weren't earned or whatever, and unfortunately, we have a playoff loss to reflect on. How long do you think it's going to take for you to get over that, and what kind of motivator is it for you and the rest of the squad to get to the next level?
I don't think I'll get over it until we get over that hump.
Right.
Like last year, loss against the Chiefs. The first game we had against Oakland, that loss was in my mind. And in the back of everybody's mind that was in that locker room, we're not losing this first game like we did last year.
Right.
That'll be my mindset this year. Until we get over that hump, that's still going to be back in my head.
And this offseason, when you go train, is there anything in particular that you want to add to your repertoire? I mean, we obviously know that if you can just throw it up to you and you can go get it, as we talked about. But is there anything that you want to add to your repertoire? And is there anybody that you would like to work with, maybe receiver-wise? I mentioned Odell Beckham. I don't know if there are other receivers you work with in the offseason. But what do you really want to focus on in the offseason?
It's a lot. Me being me, the guy who I am, a bigger receiver, I feel like my weakness is getting the slot, playing a smaller man game.
Yep.
Antonio Brown, I'm pretty sure, I'm going to try to reach out to him and do some stuff. Me and Odell, we already talked about working. So just kind of moving around, being able to learn different positions.
Yep.
And kind of mastering that.
Well, we talked about that after the first Oakland game, about you playing in the slot. And I know you played some at Clemson, but that really has been the part of your game that started to evolve a little bit more over the second half of the year.
Right. And that's due to teams double-teaming me on the outside. When I line up on the outside in one position, they know I'm over here. But when I move around, it's harder for them to adjust and double-team me.
So when you work out in the offseason with other guys, who throws the ball? Do you find a couple of quarterbacks? How does that situation work out?
No, you really don't throw the ball that much in the offseason. Right. That's kind of – you want to throw the ball with your quarterback, who's going to be throwing you the ball, to work on that timing.
Okay.
In the offseason, it's just really working on, little things, fast twitch muscles, routes, things that you need to work on yourself. Mm-hmm. And then, when you come into OTAs and then the spring ball, that's when you work with a quarterback.
Okay. I can't believe we've gotten this far without asking the most important thing. January 9th, Monday night, 35-31. You called it.
I did, man.
Your Clemson Tigers beat the Alabama Crimson Tide. How was that watching that national championship game? Were you nervous?
Oh, I wasn't nervous at all. Deshaun Watson with the ball in the last drive, you can't be nervous, man.
Yeah.
That guy's he's great. He's going to do a lot of good things in the NFL as well. But I'm from Clemson, born and raised in that city. Outside of college, it's a 8,000 town population.
Yeah.
So it's very small. So that was big, not just for that campus, but for the city as well.
Did you get to hear after the game, Ben Boulware got up on the stage and he started saying, you guys set the foundation. He mentioned you.
Wow.
What was that like when he mentioned you? They just won a championship, and he's thinking about the guys that came before him. How cool is that?
I missed that part. I was still celebrating, and I saw everybody on Twitter tell me, but that's big. I played against him when he was a freshman in high school.
Yeah.
So that's how it is in South Carolina. That talent that mostly was on that team is from South Carolina and Georgia. And everybody looked up to older guys that was in high school ahead of them that went to Clemson or kind of went to schools around there.
Yeah.
So for him to say that, that's how I looked up to guys, that went to Clemson when I was younger and what I thought. So just passed down that ritual, man. And I think that LSU game in my junior year, it got us over that hump beating big schools.
Yeah, when you guys came from behind and you make the 4th-and-16 catch, absolutely, and that got you over there. I saw Ben at the Senior Bowl.
Okay.
And I told him about that, and I said, that was pretty cool. Why did you do that? He said, for that same reason. He said, I'm all about Clemson. And he was like, these guys set the foundation, the C.J. Spillers, and he mentioned you and Sammy and those guys. And he talked about how important that was to him. And it blew me away that you guys had such an impact on the younger guys that came behind you.
Yeah, that's how it is. It's a small city. It's a small town. But it's so many athletes and so many quality football players. Shaq Lawson, he got drafted first round.
Yeah.
I played – that was my point guard. Well, my center in high school, I was his point guard.
Yeah.
I played football. Deshaun Williams played for Cincinnati Bengals, same high school. Jarvis Jenkins.
Yep.
He plays for the Chiefs, D-tackle, you know, same high school. So it's crazy the amount of talent that comes from that area, you know, for it to be such a small place.
If Deshaun Watson calls you and says, hey – what do I need to know about the NFL? What do you think the most important thing is for me as a young quarterback coming into this league to know as I get into rookie camps and things like that?
Oh, man, I don't play the quarterback position.
Right.
You know, but if I can give him any advice about coming to the NFL, you know, it would probably be to
– just throw it up to you.
No. I can't tell him that. just master the game of football. Mm-hmm. You know, not a lot at that position. That's probably the hardest thing.
Right.
Just mastering, you know, football. You know, not so much being able to make that throw, or you know, any throw you can make. You know, he has the arm to make it.
Right.
You know, but it's small things that goes into it, not just you know him going out there throwing the football.
Very cool, DeAndre Hopkins. Nuke, thanks a lot for joining us. We appreciate
it. Thank you.
Here live at 51, presented by Xfinity.